Yes.
So far the examples have been somewhat like passive, but say for example, you're constantly around someone who unwelcomely engages you with prolonged and agitated discussion. How do you handle that?
With mindfulness and wisdom. Joking, not joking. Rather like the snoring factor, it depends on who that person is. If it's the Ajahn responsible for your training, that's one thing. If it's a fellow Anagarika, that's another thing. It's very situational. With many aspects of Dhamma practice, there's no strict formula. So I was kind of joking, kind of not joking, when you say mindfulness and wisdom, okay, to consider, okay, this is getting a bit burdensome and oppressive. Maybe I should say something. What should be said, and what would be a good time to say that? So you reflect on the factors that are playing into it. If you feel it's going to be impossible, or there's some difficulty with you expressing that yourself, then let somebody else know that you're experiencing difficulty with that, and say, could you have a word with so-and-so? I can't say anything without getting really sweaty. And it's not uncommon that a person doesn't realize the negative impact they're having on others. It's just like breathing. There's no recognition that it might be unwelcome or problematic. If you find it's difficult or challenging to express that yourself, then just finding some other way of that being conveyed so it can be received in a non-aggressive, open way. Because it needs to be a communication rather than a declaration. If it's only going one way, there's a transmitter but no receiver, it doesn't help. So there needs to be a receptivity for that kind of feedback to be useful. Any comments you have on that, Lumpur?
Yeah, to think that you just have to be mindful of it and deal with it all the time. And there's it says, like in the Savasana Sutta, the different ways of dealing with the obstructions or the things that create problems for one. And it's not all just by seeing with wisdom. It's like avoiding is one of them. And just trying to separate oneself from the situation. And then certainly in terms of situations like that, then, you know, one of the things that Ajahn Chah said, yes, you definitely want to say something that would be very aware of time and place. Like, never give feedback to one of your fellow someone who's before the meal.
Very important advice. Applies in all dimensions. It's not guaranteed indigestion. So one of the things about mindfulness and wisdom, just to briefly state, is that it can come across as intrinsically passive, but we can be mindful of our own capacity to act. So being mindful, or kind of quote unquote, just watching, doesn't mean not saying anything, not taking action. It's, you know, satipatthana, the foundations of mindfulness, but we can be completely mindful of taking initiative. It doesn't imply passivity, and that's a very, very common misunderstanding. I could spend a week on that subject. I feel it's very important that just watching something or being aware of something does not imply passivity. We can just watch our taking of initiative. Our capacity to act is part of the way things are. And sometimes being the watcher, or being the observer, being the one who knows, or the embodying the knowing element, can imply a sense of don't say anything, don't do anything, freeze, you know, just like be passive or be numb. That's not the way of the Buddha at all. Being mindful, or being the watcher, being the observer, it includes our capacity to relate mindfully and to take action in situations, and that we can mindfully observe making choices. It's not an intrusion upon peace. Like in T.S. Eliot's poem, The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock, do I dare disturb the universe? You are the universe. I'm not sure why T.S. Eliot phrased it that way. Maybe he was trying to imply that. You think, if I take some action, if I do something, it is disturbing the universe. From the Buddha's point of view, not necessarily. The Buddha did a lot of taking action. He was extraordinarily creative and took a lot of initiative in his life and his bequest of teachings and the Buddha Dhamma to the world, the establishment of the Sangha and so forth. That capacity to choose, to take action, to engage, is not a disturbance to the universe, but we are the universe. If there is mindfulness and wisdom, that isn't being put aside in order to say something or do something. It's the best way in order to act and speak and to engage. As I said, you could spend a whole week on that theme. It's a very, very common misunderstanding. Should I do something or should I just be mindful, Ajahn? It's like, no, no, no. So, experiencing irritated feeling arising. How many times do I have to say it's not like that?